Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. Apostle Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." In today's message, Pastor Joel shares the importance of securing your armor as he continues the teaching series, Blessed to be Dressed.
Physically or mentally, having a strong core foundation is important, all right? So in natural terminology, strengthening of one's core, it's important, even when it comes to preparedness and developing endurance to withstand attacks. You need a strong core, especially physically. We talked about how athletes and boxers train the midsection, don't they? They do hundreds of sit-ups in a week, thousands of sit-ups, training the core area properly in order to survive an opponent's attack. An opponent's onslaught. I told you one of the most dangerous punches for a boxer is not to get hit in the jaw or the head even. It's a liver shot. Did you know that? Because, see, we got some people that know about fighting up in here. Don't y'all mess with me. But I agree with that. It pays to be knowledgeable. Yes. You ever heard, you know, we were little, we say hit him in the stomach. We didn't know, but that was a liver shot. When that liver is pressed the wrong way, your knees buckle. You will drop to your knees. People don't know that. A liver shot is a terrible thing. And boxers train because they hit you in the face and you bring the hands, and they hit you in the head. You're just getting hit all over. And you know it. Before you know it, you're talking, you know, you're slurring your foot with your words. So, but a liver shot will take you out, okay? So that's why boxers train. They do certain, they do exercises, so that they can stand strong. Well, that's the picture I want you to see. That's what the devil wants to do to you. He wants to drop you with the most powerful punch that he can throw. He wants to give you a liver shot. Huh? So you have to train your core spiritually, strengthen in the Lord. That's very important. He wants to hit you where you're weakest. All right? And I know we've all found ourselves getting up from a hit of some kind, right? Some of us got hit today. Some have been hit yesterday, okay? Okay, but the thing is, we're going to be hit, but we want to get better at it, don't we? We want to get better at the training. If the Lord's given us protection, why not use the protection, right? That's what we want to do. I told you about how weightlifters rely on girding their trunk. Told you about Sister Carrie, who was here last week, looking all elegant and everything. Don't mess with her. She trains. She lifts pounds. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records for lifting weights. How can that be? And she's 80-something years old. I bet she runs the senior home where she is. But I'm just saying. No, she's a sweetheart. She don't push her weight around. I'll deadlift you. Give me another slice of potatoes. Yeah. But anyway, she's strong in your core. And so weightlifters do that. They work on their base, their trunk, so that they can snatch those weights over their head. It's not the arms and the shoulders that do all the work. It's the trunk area, that core. So all I'm trying to get you to understand is that training, it's very important. It's a daily regimen. Anything you want to be adept at, you have to really, really train and understand it, all right? And doesn't Jesus say in Luke 9:23 that if you want to come to me, you got to do what? You got to take up your cross. You have to learn to deny yourselves how often? Daily. Daily. That means laboring. That means working. That means girding yourself so that you can become stronger in the Lord. Stronger and more adept at the armor, wearing the armor. That's where it actually begins. Many Christians throw around that term, the battlefield of the mind, right? We say that a lot. It's true. Our minds are one of the most important things that the devil is trying to get to. He gives us thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And a lot of times, they are not of God. So we have to train our minds. Whoever gets the mind wins the battle. You've got the devil's angels, his fallen angels, vying for your mind. Then you have Michael and the archangel and the Holy Spirit on the other side working in your mind. Who's going to win? All right? With whom you spend the most of your time. That's who's going to win, the one you hear the clearest. That's who's going to win. Yeah. If you're hearing worldly concepts and worldly things, that's the other side. That's why the Lord says, stay in the spirit and not in the flesh. This is important. So this is what we're talking about. An unsupported core, an unsupported trunk can spell disaster in your life. Whatever you go through in the physical, we say it starts where? In the spiritual. That's right, in the mind. We need to be girded, firm, and fortified in the trunk area. And don't worry about those worldly terms that say you got junk in your trunk. That's another trunk. We're talking about you don't need junk in your spiritual trunk. In fact, you need to lighten up your trunk. Huh? You need to drop some stuff. Huh? Yeah, right. That's what you got to do. Too much of that. So spiritually, we got to leave that stuff behind. That's what the word tells us. To take on the new man. Crucify that old man. Drop that old stuff, right? You got to learn to travel light with Jesus. You see what I mean? The world will tell you otherwise. Forget that worldly stuff. Don't you believe it. You need to walk with the Lord because he's giving you spiritual armor to wear. And we have to learn to do that, okay? Anyway, you all know what I'm trying to say. It's the girding or strengthening of our core, our trunk, our physically trunk, waist area. That's what we're talking about physically. I'm just pointing it out to you, but we're talking about spiritually. Can you relate to that? I don't want you to be fixated on those areas and say, the Lord told me to get to the gym and do sit-ups. No, no, no. We're talking about spiritual sit-ups, our spiritual core, all right? So it's just an analogy is what I'm trying to say. We want to work on girding up, as it says in 1 Peter. What does it say? It says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. In 1 Peter 1:13, gird up the loins of your mind. Isn't that what we just said? Gird up the loins. Your loin is your hip area, your stomach. Well, in Peter, he said, gird up the loins of your mind. Well, my mind doesn't have a hip area, but it's the analogy. It's the metaphor that he's using. He's saying, work on this thing. Work on your spirit man. Tighten him up. Get him strong. Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I don't have to be strong. I don't have to do push-ups or bench presses anymore. If I'm strong enough in the mind, I can drop someone by saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus instead of ever throwing a punch, okay? You can change the complexion of a room. A deputy called me this morning and said there's an MMA fighter who got whipped the other day in a jail cell. This man fights for a living, okay? Judo, jiu-jitsu, the whole works. He's almost maybe 180 pounds. A guy 150 pounds broke his nose, splattered him everywhere, and then he took on three other guys. What about all the fighting? Well, you're trained to do this. I'm telling you. You're fighting not a man, you're fighting a man that's got demons. So you got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But if you don't know how to use your armor and your weapon, you may as well roll your sleeves up too, because that's all you got right now. But the Lord wants you to be able to walk in there and command those demons to go back to the pit of hell. And they have to go and you have to believe it. All right? That's part of our armor. That's part of the understanding. And this is right, you know, when people call you early in the wee hours of the morning telling you, what did he do wrong? What do you tell them? Is he in church? What do you mean, is he in church? He just got beat. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. That's why we've got to be dressed. We're blessed to be dressed. Do you realize how blessed you are to be dressed in the Lord? Do you realize that you have the armor and people don't know that you've got the peace in the midst of the storm? Come on now. That's why we have to look at this. dressed. Gird up your loins. That's what it said. Gird up the loins of your mind so that you can be prepared through repetition. Okay? Now, Pastor, take us to 2 Timothy 2:15 and then go to Proverbs 25:28.
2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
All right. Now take us to Proverbs 25:28, please.
Proverbs 25:28 tells us, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Do you see that? Now, we need to lock both of these into our mind. Visualize yourself locking them in and taking the key and lock it up. It's locked in now, right? We want to lock it into our heads, okay? 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That means that you are going to go before the Lord and say, examine me, Lord. Do I get your approval? Am I a worker who can just go out and proclaim your name and do your will? Can I represent you, Lord, in the name of Jesus? I believe I can cut this word and slice it up like a pie and savor it. And I know the taste of your word. That's what that means. If you are familiar with God's word, like you're familiar with your wife's cooking or your favorite restaurant, and you said, the beef stroganoff is not like it was last week. You know, because you've eaten there before. And you know that meal. You know just how you like your oatmeal with the raisins and the brown sugar and maybe the nuts as well or without, okay? If you eat pancakes with whipped cream on them, you know exactly. So it's talking about savoring the word of God and being diligent to know that God will uphold your taste for his word. Does that make sense? That's how we have to be. How do you know that takes some doing? That means you got to eat this stuff to know. You got to be eating this word. If you pick your Bible up once in a blue moon, you don't really know what God is serving. Huh? How you going to know it? And then it says in Proverbs 25:28, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. That means if you don't have the spirit of God in you, there's nobody watching the house. Huh? Huh? That's what the Bible is talking about. Anything can get in. It's like having a house. Why buy a house and leave your door open? You don't think somebody will come in? Oh, yes, they will. They're called opportunists. And demons are no different. They will come in if you let them. So it's saying you got to know this word. You got to use the armor that God gave you. You got to have the locks on your doors that you won't listen to that foolishness, that you are going to walk in God's word and you've eaten it enough to know the true word of God. You go to that same restaurant and you say, what do y'all eat at that restaurant? What's a meal there? But macaroni and cheese? I always hear people say mac and cheese. That's macaroni and cheese. I don't eat it, but that's macaroni and cheese. Okay. Do you like yours a certain way? Johnny's shaking his head. You know, Johnny don't eat no cheese. Mm-mm. Like that man Jones didn't eat no, Henry don't eat no meat. Save the bones for Henry Jones, because Henry don't eat no meat. Johnny don't eat no cheese. So if you have your mac and cheese the same way, you're going to know when it's different, right? You say, you know, the mac and cheese wasn't hidden today. That's how we have to be about this word. I know the word of God. I know the word never changes. I don't expect this word to change, okay? I know that I can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because Ephesians 6:10 is not going to change. I know that I can rely on it, because the Lord says, his word says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews 13:8. So I already know I can rely on the Lord, because he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you in Hebrews 13:5. I know that word is not going to change. So I'm already ahead of the game when it comes to having on my armor, because the demons don't want you to know that. They want you to fall apart. But remember now, they're going to hit you with a liver shot. He's going to fake up here and he's going to hit you down there. Okay? He's going to let you go out and you think everything is all right. And then you're going to get to your job and they're going to give you pink slip. He just hit you. You go, oh. And you just go down. You see what I mean? But you got to regroup. You got to say, even if they fire me, a demotion is a demotion for most people. But when you know God, it's a promotion because he's getting ready to move you somewhere else. Because he said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we rely on that. That's part of your protection. So that's what we're talking about in these two particular. You put them together. You lock them in your mind. Because the devil is going to try to invade our thought processes. Okay, our spiritual line of defense, if it's left unguarded, if you let him, if you leave it unguarded, just like leaving your window or your garage open, something will get in. If you leave your vents open, something will get in. On a bad day, when we had the fires up here and people left their vents open, they said, close your vents. Okay, so something is always trying to get in, whether it's a bad smell or a bad burglar. Something's always trying to get in, and you've got to keep your defenses up, right? All right. So the same holds true spiritually. We've got to be cognizant, taking the necessary steps outlined in the mind to properly utilize the armor that God has given us. So now let's look at this next verse. Pastor, can you take us? Read 6:15 one more time. Is that already up there? Read 6:15. Just put it on the board. You don't have to read it.
Ephesians 6:15 tells us, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
All right, let's look at that. Okay, let's get to this one. It says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does that mean? Okay, well, what does that mean to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Well, the Apostle Paul is using the imagery of, remember those boots we talked about, those sturdy metal boots that they wore in those days, the soldiers, that footwear. It was not only crucial as protection, but it was also used as a vehicle, used in transporting the soldiers as they trod into battle. That footwear, as they walk to the battlefield. That's what shodding your feet. Wherever the soldier's destination was, whether it was in a pit, whether he was going to fight on dry land, in a swamp, maybe in waist-high water, your footing had to be secure. I keep going back to experiences. A soldier's footwear is very important. You let your footwear go bad and let your feet get bad, you can't do a day's work, brother. Okay? I already know. Okay? I had to try to save a life once. I had to jump into a creek, and I realized I couldn't swim. But I'm in the creek. Some people say you were up the creek. Thank God I had hip. And that's why you need the Lord with you, because you never know when you're going to be thrown in the mix. Your footwork, your footwear is important. You lock it on before you go on duty. You tie it on. Having your feet covered, having the right kind of socks, having those thick air socks, because you never know when you're going to have to fall from two or three stories or jump through a garage. I fell through a garage probably 20 feet. And so all these things happen to you, but if you go into work with your armor on, that's what I'm trying to get to. Well, who are you? If I was an officer then and I was in the military before then, of course, now I'm still a soldier. I'm a soldier for the Lord. But guess what? So are you. So now each one of you, we're all in the same unit. So we have to know about equipment, right? Spiritual equipment. And that's what this is saying. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Okay. That means that what you're dressed in is going to secure your limbs. It's going to support your bones. It's the best footwear you could ever have, but we're going to apply it to everything that we're doing, everything that's coming our way. That's what it's saying. Okay. Same as those soldiers were. What does Jesus say, Pastor, in Matthew 28:19?
Matthew 28:19 28:18 tells us,
19.
Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, what about Mark? What about the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15? What does it say? Same thing, right?
Matthew, Mark 16, 15 tells us.
And Jesus said to them.
And he said to them, mm-hmm. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen. To every creature. So Jesus is telling us what? What's he basically saying in both of those? Go. Go out, right? Get on out of here and do it. Go. Go out into the world. I've prepared you to go out. I've prepared you. Is Jesus going to send people out who don't know? Didn't he spend time with the disciples? Didn't he teach them? Didn't he prepare them? Oh, yeah, we're going to find out as we read just Ephesians 6, we're going to find out that Jesus prepared people, okay? He said, go into all the nations. That means to all who will listen. Sounds like we got some traveling to do today. Sounds like we got some traveling to do today. See, when you travel spiritually, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't mean that you're going to travel abroad. Doesn't even mean you're going to get on a plane when Jesus says go, okay? Surely the Lord brought Pastor Annalisa and I, he brought us in this most miraculous way. You all know about that. He broke us in Africa. He sent us to Africa. He sent us to southern India. He sent us to Aruba. He sent us to the jungles of Guyana. He sent us to places where there was abject demonic activity going on. Levitation in some of the people there. The graveyards being ravaged, taking heads off dead people. All this stuff. You couldn't drive a block on the street. It took you 20 minutes to drive from here to the red light. It took you almost a half hour because the streets were so torn up. It was terrible in some of these places. And we had to rely on God for everything. And we saw the demonic. We cast out demons. We saw miracles. We saw healings. We saw all these things. People that couldn't walk, getting up after 5 years of not walking. And you know what? He showed us that I'm going to do this through you. You're my soldier. You're my soldier. Now 14 years into Christ. What was it then? It wasn't even 14 months when those things were happening. So why don't we see the same thing in the churches today? If God can do that to two people and one who didn't even believe in Jesus, which was me, then what should we expect now? What should you expect now when you've been in the Lord and you've raised children and you've prayed and you've laid in front of God saying, Lord, help my child. And Lord God, I need a job. And Lord, they need a future. And Lord, can you come on now? And then the devil goes, you're not getting it. And you just fall apart. Heck no, we don't fall apart. We stand on the word of God.
Praise God. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, we stand and hold firm to God's promises. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here to pray for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a monetary seed and have the means to do so, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the continuation of this series, Blessed to be Dressed with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.